I mean, obviously, Clay's an unbelievable player that you can't replace. We knew that. But it's kind of been our motto for a long time around here. You got to next man up. We have to make it work. And we had a lot of young guys out there today that did a really, really good job on defense and seemed to handle themselves really well and stay composed when, Ravens definitely made a run and got back in it. And we're challenging that thing, and we needed to find a way to win for sure.
Talk just a little bit about Nick Perry's play today.
I mean, that play to end the half was huge. I mean, you know, think about that with that strip and then Dayton picking it up and getting us an extra 3 points with 2 seconds to go. That's something that great defenses need to do, and we're definitely not a great defense yet, but we're trying to get there. So that's something turnovers can really seem to kind of turn the odds in your favor for sure.
AJ, you've always been Mr. Dependable, but it's almost like you found the fountain of youth. You're more explosive than you've ever been. What's been the key to your success this year?
I don't know. Having kids, I always say every kid I have, something. I only have two. I'm trying to get some more. I'm going to talk my wife into it. But I'm telling you, Brady Papinga, my buddy on the team, everyone knows Brady. He's a great guy. He always said, something about having those kids, man, your hormones will kick in and you'll have this protective something, hormone release. And, man, you just feel like you got some man strength. Feel like you're a dad and you do anything for those guys. So I think that's carried over into every aspect of my life.
AJ, you don't think you're a great defense yet? I mean, the way you guys are
turning. No, I mean, not yet. We've been up too many points this year, I think. Today was good, I think, obviously, with those goal line stands and everything. But, no, you can't call yourself great until you're holding teams consistently under 13, 14 points, I think. We played pretty well today, but, you know, it's a long season, that's for sure. We're only 3-2.
AJ, what were you thinking when you saw James and Randall go down on offense? Do you feel like, okay, we guys as the defense have to really just step this up?
Of course. I mean, our offense is so good, so explosive, and put up so many points that when you see guys like that go down, it hurts. You know, you feel for them. But as a defense, we felt like when we were up 3-0, 6-0, we feel like that's all we need. We keep them off the board, we win the game. We didn't need to ask for anything else. So we felt like that all day, and the game got a bit dicey towards the end, but we found a way to get a win. The offense did a great job running the ball out, and I think Jermichael's play was huge. Catching that and getting us down there, man, I mean, that was monstrous. And obviously Eddie in the O-line was just was great all day.
Hey, Jake, you talk about your day a little bit, getting 3 sacks. Did you have your Wheaties in the morning?
I don't know. I mean, I give a lot of credit to the D-line up there. I mean, I don't come free very often, and I did today a few times. So that was obvious. That was nice. But I mean, honestly, when guys get sacks, if you're not an outside guy, usually something good is happening inside. Your D-line is doing the job, and penetrating the gaps. And man, they did that today all day, run and pass. So you got to give it to them for sure.